Now in the fifth quarter show, we're talking with Mike Kahn, the Northwestern boys and girls coach. Coach, we'll start with the girls. What was on tap for the girls this week?
Yeah, we had senior night against La Plata, pretty good La Plata team. We kind of had a offensive outburst between the two teams. We ended up winning that one in overtime, 86-84, and George Ann's honor ended up with 43 points that night, career high. And when we ended the week, they were at North Shelby. Pretty long drive up there, and we played pretty good for three quarters and kind of fell apart in fourth quarter. We had two close to 20 with Haley and George Ann, and they played hard. We couldn't end up handling the pressure there toward the end.
Well, you mentioned you had senior night, and I know George Ann's honor is a senior. Who are some of the other seniors for your girls?
That's it.
She's the only senior. That's got to be encouraging. You're looking forward. Switching over to the boys, what was on tap for the boys? I'm sure they played the same schedule as the girls this week. How'd that go?
Yeah, we had a rough week. You know, we were coming off a positive week last week playing for the conference championship. But we kind of fell apart in that game. And we kind of had a tough week. We turned the ball over a little bit more than what we had been. We'd been kind of fixing that problem and doing stuff, but we struggled offensively to make good passes and get shots up and in both games against La Plata and North Shelby, and both teams they worked real hard against us and they shot the ball extremely well. And we kind of had a long week going into last week getting ready for districts, but hopefully we can mentally prepare ourselves and be focused for what's coming up next week.
And how do you plan on getting your kids mentally focused like that after a couple losses? How do you get them prepared and ready to go for districts when they really need to play their best ball?
Yeah, it was tough because we were headed the right direction, you know, with getting to the conference championship as a 5 seed. That was definitely what I thought would have been a momentum builder. But, you know, when they kind of struggled like they did, they didn't really think the second place was all that great. And so tonight, we did some video and talking and just showing where we're making mistakes and how if we don't make those mistakes and we get those shots up with our ability to shoot, how we are and what we can be. And we've showed that in the previous week, so we just got to get back on track to knowing what we can do and executing that.
And how's your district looking right now?
We're 6 seed in both. I like our draws. We got Grundy on the girls' side, and they're a really good team. We matched up really well with them early in the season. I think they ended up beating us by 6. Staying on that side of the bracket, you know, is where we need to be if we're going to make a run to get to that championship game. And we had good practices tonight and focused on individual things that we made mistakes on last time we played them. And then we got on the boys' side, we got Brunswick, who's the first round that we met in the conference. So they're going to be eager and hungry to come after us. And we got to just execute like we did the first time we met them. And so we got high hopes going into next week, but we know that nothing's going to be easy if we don't work really hard. You know, 60 doesn't always make it very far. So we got to prove that we can be one of those elite 6 seeds.